For money, I will show up and just kind of stand there with my gun. We got on the topic of they're taking all of our songs, our totally hits, and making them into earworms in commercials.
I'm going to age myself a little bit here, and you guys are going to laugh.
And it's okay.
There's been multiple times when a song has played on our station, and I'm like, wait, that was a real song.
And you just know it as the commercial version.
Yeah.
Yes. But I get it. Because, they've been pounding these songs home to us while they're trying to sell us a product.
Right.
You know, whether it be weight loss or
Ozempic, or there's Damp Rid.
So musty in here. Everybody Damp Rid.
I'm not even trying.
I saw that for the first time the other day, and I was like, what?
Everybody Damp Rid
instead of dance now?
Oh, wow.
That is, I mean, pathetic.
Yeah.
As far as like creativity.
Yeah.
And Jefferson Starship to sell toilet paper.
We quilt this city. We quilt this city with a comfy roll.
Well, at least they kind of fit the syllables. You know?
Yeah. They're trying
it's sort of like the original song.
This one has been making the rounds now. This is for Downy Fabric Softener, Rinse and Refresh. You may recognize the song.
Rinse it off.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
It sounds like she's saying stinks. Is she saying stinks or
she
stains?
She is stains, but it sounds like stinks.
I thought it was stinks the whole time.
I mean, it kind of works for either one, but.
Right? Oh, yeah. That's laughably bad.
Oh, let's hear it again then.
Rinse it off.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never
It does sound
out.
More like stinks.
It does.
Maybe that is what she's saying. The stinks that will never come out.
That's so bad.
Oh.
We thought of it yesterday because there's another commercial we ran on the radio station for the Swiffer Mop. And they were really not trying with this one.
Mop draft.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
And that was
they just yell it over and over.
That was it.
It took our marketing team of 72 people and $800,000 to make this incredible jingle.
That's right. We're the same people that wrote Buy Menon. How'd they do it? How did they do it?
They're geniuses. Marketing geniuses.
Talking about TV commercials that are ruining our totally hits. Somebody sent in a text with a suggestion.
Yeah, I think it was Bubba who's getting ready to play in Gender Wars.
Yep.
He said a couple of things that were like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so he said, Will Ferrell in the PayPal commercial, I want to pay with you every way.
It's a parody of Fleetwood Mac Everywhere.
Oh,
I hate
awful.
That. It's made me hate Will Ferrell.
I want to throw my brick at my television, like, just smash it.
Claw your ears out.
I can't hit the mute button fast enough. All right, here's
three things you want to know.
Yes.
So the captain of the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier must be face-palming right now saying, what is happening? 8 days ago, they lost a fighter jet worth $70 million when it fell off the side of the ship.
It just rolled off the side. Rumor is there was a big cat that just swatted it off.
They lost another one yesterday.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
They did. Although it's not the same thing. This is one where the fighter jet, an F-18 Hornet, like the Blue Angels fly, didn't catch the wire that
holds the
keeps the plane from going off the side of the ship.
Yeah.
And the plane did go off the ship and into the sea. Thankfully, the crew was able to eject out.
Oh,
and
good.
They are safe and nobody was hurt. But yeah, it's the second jet, exactly the same kind, on the same ship that they've lost in just over a week.
They need a really big bowl of rice to put those jets in.
I know, dry them out. That's I hope they got the protection plan.
Yeah. That's right, I get a free jet. If you don't have your real ID yet, today's the day you need to have it. They say if you don't have one, a U.S. passport will work, but expect to be at the airport for several hours because you have to go through lots of scrutiny.
Yeah, and they say bring as many like documents as you can to prove your identity.
Your
and
library
stuff.
Card, a note from your doctor, your third grade teacher,
your birthday tone card,
a urine sample. Everything has to be brought in, and if you're going through Newark, you know, expect to be there for like 9 hours
or days.
Yes. Wow.
So Weight Watchers, the famous weight loss program.
Watcher.
Yeah. Has filed for bankruptcy.
Is it really?
Yeah, they entered Chapter 11. They're hoping that it'll help turn the company around. But I think like the weight loss drugs have kind of affected a little bit. Oprah left as well.
Right. She actually admitted to taking the weight loss drug instead of Weight Watchers.
Yeah. So that's not really a good look.
Yeah. Wow. Things aren't good for Weight Watchers right now.
No. So.
Just stop putting so much food in your mouth. Be all right.
Easier said than done, Woody.
I know. I am living evidence. There's three things you want to know with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Let's bring on our contestants for the ladies in the audience. We have Wendy in Murfreesboro. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Bubba in Brentwood. Hello, Bubba.
Good morning, Woody and Jim.
Good morning. All right, let's get acquainted question to warm up with.
Yeah, let's start with Wendy. Wendy, what would you like to outlaw?
Using speakerphone in public.
Yeah.
Yes!
She heard our segment.
How much have I been complaining about that, even off the air?
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's good. Bubba, what about you? What would you like to outlaw?
Oh, definitely the calls and texts about, hey, Bubba, we're trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Or the tolls.
Yeah, yes. At least you're getting that through text. Yeah, like, you didn't pay tolls that we don't have in Tennessee. Pay up. Yeah.
Make them go to jail.
No kidding.
I like it. Okay, you each have a screw you can use in the contest. We kick things off with a multiple choice question.
All right, here we go. Wendy, in the Marvel Universe, is Peggy Carter the wife of Captain America, the Hulk, or Iron Man?
I would say Captain America.
Captain America.
You're right.
All right. There you go.
All right, Bubba. Is I Am What I Make Up the slogan of Maybelline, Revlon, or CoverGirl Cosmetics?
CoverGirl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great
nice.
Job.
Well done.
All right. You each are on the board. 1-1.
Wendy, Labatt's, Molson, and Moosehead are beers imported from what country?
Canada.
Ooh, no more.
Okay. Right. Or
not
very expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, Bubba, actress Blake Lively is married to what movie star?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
She is.
Look at that. You guys, 2-for-2. Here we go. Last set of questions. You've got the ball with your foot pressed against the rubber. Where on the baseball field are you?
Third base.
No, you're on the pitcher's mound.
First miss of the game there.
Yeah. Okay.
It is opportunity here for Bubba. He could win it if he got this right.
Okay, Bubba, Baby Bell is a brand of what?
Cheese.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah,
well
Bubba.
Done. That was a tough one. You got it, Bubba. Congratulations.
Well played, Wendy. Good job, Bubba.
Yeah, Wendy, we hope you play again real soon. Got Raiders of the Lost Ark. You can see it with the music provided by the Nashville Symphony.
Really cool
awesome.
Show.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Enjoy that, Bubba. Thanks for playing with Woody and Jim here on Totally Hits 93.3.
We've been lamenting about how AR is eventually going to take over everything.
AI jobs? Mm-hmm. Like, they said by the end of this year, 2 million factory jobs will be taken over by robots using AI. And, like, photographers and writers and stuff are getting replaced instead of, you know, having real people do it. They said, well, we'll just settle for what, you know, AI comes up with in ChatGPT.
They were talking about, if you go to a fast food restaurant, sometimes if you go through the drive-thru, it's AI talking to you through the speaker.
Right, wow. Right. And Gina, you had the story about the trucks.
Yeah, there's now self-driving semi-trucks on the road in Texas. They're expanding
That's coming.
Arizona. Yeah.
So even the truck drivers aren't safe.
No.
They will be a help to humankind until they no longer need humans.
Landon,
so we're in the way.
Landon was telling me last night, my husband, he's a songwriter, and he heard from another songwriter that other songwriters are, they're putting prompts into ChatGPT or whatever, you know, writing. And so they spit out, they'll spit out like three different versions of a song. And then the artist will go with whatever version and they'll like write more about it. But like now
it's part of the process now.
Part of the process now.
Wow. That is amazing. Yeah. But what can we do? What can we do to stop AI from taking over the world?
Chris is
in Murfreesboro. You have an idea how to distract AI.
Well, I'm thinking more than anything, when it breaks loose and tries to destroy the world, just ask it to fix the McDonald's ice cream machine. It should shut it down completely.
That's right. You'll keep it busy.
That's
Chris, that's a great idea. That's how we will save the world.
You just made like an amazing movie, like an action movie. We're fighting AI to save the world. Yeah. But then our hero tells it to fix McDonald's ice cream machine and it blows up. It can't.
And the entire Skynet plant blows up. And the terrible.
You have to fix the traffic congestion in front of Target in Murfreesboro, either one of those.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely specific. That intersection, we're near the Target. Just fix that.
See. And you guys don't know this, but the Target in Murfreesboro, right by the Chick-fil-A and everything else. Mm-hmm. There's a Whataburger in there now because we had to add more things to add more traffic. But you can't even get through there.
Chris, you're amazing. I like the way your brain thinks.
You. Yeah, that was smart. That was a good one.
You're an innovator. You're a saver of the future.
I'm regular intelligence, not artificial.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
It's great to be talking to you, actual pink brain matter person.
That's right. Flesh and blood humans. We have to stick together now.
Chris, you rock. Thank you so much for listening to the show here on Totally Hits 93.3.
Of course, yesterday I mentioned that in our backyard we had a old Rubbermaid storage shed.
That's right.
That had like a bunch of stuff in,
That needed to go.
Yeah, old lawnmowers and stuff like that we don't need, and the dogs were messing around with it. So we thought, let's get rid of this. And so I said, maybe we can borrow a truck and take it to the dump. And my girlfriend Melissa said, no. We'll just put it on Facebook Marketplace and say, anybody wants this, just come take it. It's free.
Okay.
You know? And so I got a little worried about saying, are you going to put our home address on the internet?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you never know who's going to show up.
Right. Understandable.
So, she was texting back and forth with a guy that was going to come on Tuesday, or on Monday, actually, and said, I have a truck. I'm dealing with some cows. Lives in Rockvale. Says, so I won't be able to make it tonight. So we saved it. Okay, we'll save the stuff. Maybe you'll come up, yesterday. And he said, no, one of my cows really sick. I have to stay home. So she says, okay, well, I have a backup guy. Okay, so I said, all right. So some other stranger is going to come to our house and get this. So I thought, okay, I need to show, that I'm packing when he shows up.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure he knows not to try anything.
Yeah. My father passed away and gave me his service revolver, that he used to wear when he would dress up. It looks like a cowboy gun.
Yeah. Right?
So I actually strapped it to my belt.
Oh my God.
Melissa get a picture?
Oh yeah. It's if you follow me on Instagram at Radio Woody, you can see me trying to look imposing with my Ted Lasso hoodie on with the big lump where my gun was.
Oh man.
Underneath the hoodie, were you wearing a Hawaiian shirt like you do?
No,
360 days a year?
No, this is what my one day, because I knew I was going to be out in the back, doing things, so I didn't want to mess up one of my nice shirts.
Oh, my gosh.
So he said, okay, he's going to show up, and he's going to bring people with him because, it's a lot of stuff to carry.
Sure.
And he just showed up by himself, and so I'm helping him drag all this stuff out to his truck, and he's going to strap it on and all this stuff. And, I'm there with my sweatshirt on and the big lump that is the gun. I even put a bullet in it.
Oh, well, that's good at least.
Just one. I figured I'd just need one. Yeah. One bullet.
Barney Fife.
And so it finally got done and I was able to relax and take the gun off. But I thought for a nominal fee, if anyone is making a transaction on Facebook Marketplace, I could be the Facebook Marketplace peacekeeper.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. For money, I will show up and just kind of stand there with my gun. Making sure that everything is on the up and up.
Never
That's a good deal.
Fear. Middle Tennessee. The Facebook crime sheriff is here for you.
Don't make me use my one bullet. It's going to be raining off and on all day. We need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. Winning.
a sweet little story. A 12-year-old girl in Portland, Tennessee named Brooklyn. She learned how to make cakes from her grandma's 98-year-old friend.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Her name's Parnell Suttle, and Parnell and Brooklyn's grandma are in a group called the Stayin' Alive Divas.
I like it.
I know. And their shows raise money for the American Cancer Society. And Parnell would raise thousands for the cause herself, auctioning off cakes that she would make.
That's sweet.
But Parnell passed away last year and gave Brooklyn her cake recipes.
Oh.
So now Brooklyn has taken it upon herself to continue making these cakes. And this year, she sold two cakes, and it totaled $7,000.
Wow.
For the American Cancer Society.
Oh, that's so cool.
So she so picked cool. up where grandma left off.
Yeah.
And people appreciated it enough yep. to make a great donation.
That's great.
Yep. And the show ended up raising $36,000 this year for the American Cancer Society.
Wow.
So they're doing some good over there with the Stayin' Alive Divas.
No kidding.
That's fantastic. I love hearing like grandparents and grandchildren
doing things together.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, really cool.
And it's
memory.
Portland. They're all about strawberries. I wonder if there's strawberry cakes.
Oh, yeah. Probably. This one's all chocolate, but okay. I'm sure a strawberry chocolate cake.
Sounds good.
Yes please. This food boost is brought to you by the Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
So Practical Magic 2 has a release date. It'll premiere September 18th. And that's that witch movie with Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So there's finally a release date. Hopefully it's good. You never know when movies come out. Like,
are they doing
especially
it with,
that long of a sequel?
Yeah.
I know.
Are they doing it with them or are they doing like a reboot with new people?
No, it's them. They're starring in it.
Okay.
I don't know. There's not too much more about it. Like, there's no plot or anything released
secret.
Yet.
So.
Yeah.
Only the Pope election is more secret.
Yes. Yeah.
And now another Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. It's embarrassing quiz time.
I found this online. This is a 100-year-old grade school test.
Okay.
Okay.
So I just grabbed a few questions out of it, and this is what you should have known when you were in about sixth grade 100 years ago.
I feel like they were probably smarter than we are now. But then there's other things. Like that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were a lot of questions on that I was like, I have no idea, and I know I didn't learn that in
it's so hard.
Grade school. Yeah.
I know.
Sometimes book learning can be tough.
All right. So I'm just going to throw these at you. We have determined we didn't have a coin, so we flipped a table like on Real Housewives.
They don't make coin money anymore.
Nobody cares.
We didn't flip a debit card.
And Woody, you got the first question.
Okay.
Here, okay.
Let me have it.
A kitten can climb a tree, but a dog cannot. This is very lucky for Nellie's kitten. Every time Joe's big dog comes along, the kitten climbs a tree and the blank cannot follow.
Dog?
Yes. So you got the super easy one.
I was split. I had a split second when I'm going, is this a trick question?
Me too.
All right. Here's where Gina's going to swear.
Oh, gosh.
Circa changed the men of Odysseus into horses, stones, or swine.
Well, like all of the required reading in high school, I didn't read that book.
This is a sixth grader.
I'm going to say swine.
You are right.
Oh, see,
I was going to guess swine since all men are pretty much pigs already.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't take long to do it.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right, Woody.
Okay.
You get a word math problem here.
Oh, great.
Edward has $1.67 in the bank.
Uh-huh.
He takes out 2 quarters, a dime, and a cent. How much does he have left in the bank?
Okay, hold on. You got to give me this again.
Yeah, so 167.
You got to be ready. Okay. He has $1.67 in the bank.
Yeah.
He takes out 2 quarters, a dime, and a cent. How much is left in the bank?
Okay, he has $1.05 left.
$1.06.
$1.06 is what I meant.
That was close.
You're in the vicinity. Yeah.
Sadly, they don't test. They don't say within 10 cents.
Yeah. Right?
All right, well, we got to all stay after school and bang out the erasers.
Yeah, goodness gracious. I just embarrassed my parents.
Because I could never answer them.
That's right. That's why Jim chose to be the quiz master.
I'm just sitting back here like the late Alex Trebek all the answers.
The answer's in front of me, so I can be smug.
I'm better than you.
Back to the podcast. Thanks for tuning in here at our Eurostone Studios. It's kind of our personal little conclave here in the building.
Right. Just the three of us.
Yes. But we are not choosing a pope. They're doing that in Vatican City.
Yeah. The conclave begins today, which people say, what is the word conclave? It actually means the key, which means they kind of, it's a symbol for them locking themselves
right
into the Sistine Chapel, and they vote until they get a new pope. It's going to get two-thirds of the bishops that are there. I think it's about 150.
Wow.
And when they finally get that person, they will change the smoke from black to white and ring the bells.
But until they get a two-thirds majority, they can't. They have to keep voting.
They have to stay there.
So they can't just vote for themselves over and over.
I wonder what that percentage
funny.
Is.
Yeah.
Who's the best person?
We have 150 vote tie.
Everybody just wrote me on their ballot.
I think maybe they should just hand out candy bars to all the Cardinals, and one of them has a golden ticket in it.
Yeah.
It's like Willy Wonka. You win. You get the whole chocolate factory and the Vatican.
Everybody, since I'm Catholic, they say, oh, you know, hey, is that movie Conclave, which is huge right now.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch it if you have Amazon Prime video. You can see it there for free. Mm. It is accurate in that is what they do. They do the secret voting and they don't leave.
Right.
There's no communication with the outside world. Nobody in, nobody messages out about what happens until they have hope. But as far as like the plot of Conclave, in which like there's, you know, people, you know, factions fighting each other, and it's kind of that's made up caricature.
Right. That's just dramatization of what.
Right. Just to make a really good story, which is, it's a really entertaining movie. But that stuff is all made up. But like how they do it is real. You know, they go and stay there, hopefully just a few days is the way it's been the last few popes. Mm-hmm. Like they've come up with an answer, but
the last few popes.
But they've been doing this for like thousands of years.
Yeah.
In the year 1200, it took almost 3 years for them to pick a pope.
Wow.
They couldn't leave until
everybody was voting for themselves. They
were. Wow. Yeah. It took almost 3 years. And
can we get laundry service in there? Our red outfits are really starting to smell. We've been in here forever.
In fact, one of the weird rules of this, you know, is that it's not like this anymore, but they had to limit what kinds of foods they were serving the bishops that were there because they didn't want secret messages from the outside world getting in. So they wouldn't let them do like whole chickens or ravioli pot pies.
Things
anything they could
stuff.
Slip a note into.
Yeah.
Somebody in the kitchen staff could put a note in there.
Wow.
Or, you know, you could slip a note into your food when you like, you know, throw away your garbage and that you could, you know, somebody could get a message out to the world about what's happening.
Dang.
So I guess now they have just like kind of like a regular meal. Oh, here's your salad, some fruit, and a piece of chicken or something. But
wow.
Yeah, it's got a wild, strange history.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show, and it is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who's your new best friend here?
This is Brooks. He's my current shelter crush. I'm obsessed with him.
He's adorable.
He's a beauty, too. Like, talk about athletic build.
I know, and he's got polka dots.
He does.
And
he's almost like a Dalmatian, but with like little bitty dots.
Pretty gorgeous.
Handsome. He's a handsome boy.
Very handsome and a very good boy. He knows his basic commands. He does well in the car. He's really just so sweet, and I love him so much, and I don't understand how he hasn't been adopted yet.
I know.
Mm.
How old is he?
He's 2 years old, so he's the perfect age. He's still got like a little bit of that puppiness left, but the hard part's over.
But he's not gonna chew up your whole house.
Exactly.
You know, he's got to that age where he's matured just a little bit.
Yes.
He's a matured, handsome boy.
And you know what you're going to get, because that's as big as he's going to get.
Yeah.
How big would you say? 50, 60?
Yeah, he's around like 50-ish pounds, depending on how many treats he gets today.
Yeah, right?
And somebody told me he's duck friendly.
Yes, he went to Shelby Park, and we walked around, and he had the best day. He didn't care about the ducks, which usually, like, I have a hard time taking my own dogs to Shelby Park because they want to play with the ducks so bad.
And by play, you mean chase.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure what they want to do, but
hopefully we don't let it get there. Them, right? Yeah.
But he passed with flying colors. Brooks is at Nashville Humane, and you can check him out at nashvillehumane.org, or you can also see the video on Woody and Jim Show and Totally Hits Facebook page and Woody and Jim Show on TikTok. Today's a big day.
Yes.
Big day.
Today is a big day. It's our May Day of Giving, so we are trying to raise $10,000 so that we can help continue supporting and taking care of the animals that come into our care, which is around, it's over 3,000 a year. So it's a lot of beautiful little lives that we're so lucky that we get to be a part of their journey, and you can be a part of their journey too and help us help more.
So you can make a donation by just visiting the NashvilleHumane.org.
Yes, and you can follow along on our socials at Nashville Humane all day today. We are doing a lot of funny stuff. There's kittens, there's puppies, there's our leadership gets involved with eating some special treats maybe if we hit our goal. So yeah, tune in. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool. It's a fun follow.
Yes.
Help them reach their goal today. And remember to adopt, don't shop. Head to Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Three things you want to know this morning. This actually sounds like a story that would have happened in Florida, but it happened in Ohio. Near Dayton, police pulled over 55-year-old Victoria Vidal. She had an outstanding warrant for a driver's license that was suspended. None of that really matters, but she did have a raccoon in the car with her. It's her pet raccoon named Chewy, and Chewy greeted the police holding a meth pipe.
Oh,
wow.
And that led them to a deeper investigation of the car, where they found lots of drugs and lots of meth. And Chewy the raccoon. And also, they had to check to make sure she had a valid permit to have a pet raccoon.
Did she do
that? Oh, my gosh. You can have a permit to have a pet raccoon?
Apparently in Ohio. Okay. I know you can have a raccoon as a pet. You know, there's been some cited around Nashville.
Wow.
Interesting. That sounds like an Ohio story.
Yeah.
It kind of does.
That's wild.
It's Chewy, the meth-smoking raccoon.
Yeah, the lady said, it wasn't me. Yeah. I was holding for the raccoon.
That was not mine.
The Titans' new mascot.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So Joanne Fabrics, the stores that they closed down, closed last week. And now, you know, since they've been into bankruptcy, a lot of the stores might turn into Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh.
So I guess Burlington has come in and said, we want a bunch of their prior locations, and we'll open a store where they were.
I Smart. Know President Trump had planned on reopening all the Joanne Fabrics as prisons. Oh, wait, no, that was Alcatraz.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to keep track.
It'd be handy, though. We'd have several prisons around town.
There's a prison in every strip mall.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
So the Titan Stadium will be finished in 2027. They're on target for the opening of 2027, and they're also on target for their $2.2 billion budget, which is kind of unheard of for them to finish on time and on budget.
Yeah, it never happens.
No. But they've put a bid in for a Super Bowl, and they're also putting a bid in for the College National Football Championship.
Nice.
A Final Four, WrestleMania, the 2031 Women's World Cup, and obviously major concerts and shows as well. So.
Cool.
Hopefully it'll bring a lot more revenue to Nashville in the next coming years.
That would be huge.
Yeah. What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
Gina?
Going to go to the gym, have a couple meetings for my other job, and sulking because it's raining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready for like some warm sunshine and humidity.
Bring on the humidity.
I will regret it in a couple months.
You want the humidity?
I will regret it in a couple months.
Bring on humidity and the cicadas. Yay.
When the humidity comes, I'm blaming you.
That's right.
I'm going to protest in front of your house.
She wished it into existence. Yesterday, of course, I get rid of a shed in the backyard, so I was going to start planting some grass seed, but it's going to be rainy today, so it's probably just going to all run off.
That's right.
So that'll give me an excuse not to do it.
Yeah.
Just stare out the window and do nothing.
Yeah, so I'll probably take a nap. Yay, naps! You know, taking naps is courageous because, you know, it takes a strong person to wake up twice during a day.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm going grocery shopping this afternoon, and I've got a chiropractor appointment because
Ooh,
nice. I love getting my back cracked. I love that sound. Some people hate it. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's like crack. Getting cracked is like crack.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.